الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to this wonderful episode on the silsila, the Islamic lifestyle. We do hope that you are well and you are ready for another very beautiful topic of discussion which affects each and every one of us. So stay tuned right to the end. Before we get into it, please make good intentions. Always keep in mind this beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now that I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. The famous Sahabi Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that capture knowledge by writing it down. In English, they say ink is the best memory. So I hope your notebooks are out, your pens are out. Take down the important Madani pearls of advices so that you can always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, there are countless of benefits, blessings and bounties for the fortunate Muslim who recites abundant amounts of Durood-e-Paak, salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful narration that the person who recites durood or salat 200 times on a Friday, then 200 years worth of his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah azza wa jal. We know ourselves, we know how many sins we commit. May Allah azza wa jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive our sins. But we must make sincere tawbah as well. And instead of engaging in useless activities and unnecessary conversations which have no true benefit, rather engage in the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal and recitation of durood-e-paak and salawat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are going to discuss company or association. I'm not talking about your business companies or corporations. I'm talking about suhba, the people that we keep company with and their influences as well. We need to recognize what is a good environment or good association, good company, good friends and bad ones. See, this world is divided into different kinds of people. Different colors, different languages, different ethnic groups. However, the Muslims are one brotherhood. And those Muslims who live in an ideal society, Islamic environment, where the rights of each other are being fulfilled for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and this community, this environment or this society is based upon the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, upon piety as well, that is good company. And if we have that, subhanallah azza wa jal, we are very fortunate. If not, we need to seek this good company. I would like to start with a parable. For understanding purposes, it's for us to derive a lesson from. There was once a frog and a rat. And the frog, as you know, it loves to stay in the water. And so the rat is on the bank of the river and tells the frog that, you know, I want to be friends with you. So the frog says, okay, not a problem. The rat says, but you sometimes go under the water or you hop on the lilies and you in the river, so I cannot reach you. How will I communicate with you if I want your company? So the frog is thinking and says, I don't know, you know, do you have any idea? The rat says, okay, I will tie a piece of string to my one leg, and the other I will tie it to your one leg. And it will be a long piece of string, so wherever you go, and if I need your company, I'll just pull on the string, and then you can come towards me. So the frog agrees. And the frog goes back into the river. After some time, after a couple of days, the rat is busy running in the field, and all of a sudden an eagle sees it and goes down and grabs it, because eagle, it loves to eat this. Anyways, as it has the rat in its beak and flies off, now because that string is attached to the leg of the frog, so the frog feels the nudge, and he can see himself being pulled out of the river, out of the water, and into the air, and he also becomes the hunted for the eagle. Now in this parable we see the association of a bad friend. We need to actually choose our friends, and choose from an Islamic perspective. Who is an ideal friend? What is the criteria that makes this person a good person, a good friend, or a bad friend? What friendship can devastate our lives? Now, does your friend, some simple questions to ask yourself, all those friends that you have, are they true friends, or are they so-called friends? Are they good friends, or are they bad friends? Meaning, do they have a good influence upon you, on your life, or they have a bad influence? The first question we should ask ourselves is that, does my friend remind me about Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Does my friend remind me of being obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Does my friend remind me and encourage me to fulfill the commands and orders of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Does my friend encourage me and motivate me to establish my salah, to perform my five daily salahs, to fulfill the rights of people, to do good to them, to do good deeds, to refrain from evil deeds, to be kind to my parents, to be merciful to my spouse, my children, to fulfill the rights of my neighbors, my relatives? Does my friend do these things? Does my friend encourage me to respect my parents, my grandparents, my teachers and others? Does my friend motivate me to follow the sunnah, the perfect sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or does my friend do the opposite of all this, or not do it at all? Does peer pressure influence my life, my mind, my actions as well? As parents out there, it is your duty, it is your business to know who are the friends of your child or your children, who consists of their friend circle. It's your business to know. Don't be deceived by the deception of Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, that no, give them their privacy. No, if we do this tomorrow as parents, you will start crying, because you will ask, how did this happen? How did my child get into drugs, or into alcoholism, or into gambling, or into other evils out there? Because we didn't keep a tab on them. We have to. They are our responsibility. We are the shepherds, especially the father of the house, the parents of the house. They are under your care. Yes, tomorrow when they are baligh and they are mature and they get married and they have their own kids, then they have to look after their own children, keep a tab on them. But if they are under your care, then make sure you know who their friends are. Make sure you know which friends they are going out with. What is the character of their friends? What are the qualities of their friends? And we also have to train our kids that these are the kind of friends that you must have, and these are true friends. As I mentioned above, the one who encourages you towards fulfilling the orders of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, practicing the sunnah, performing salah, fulfilling each other's rights, that is truly a good friend. Good friends, they make you feel good after spending time with them, and they are a positive influence in your life, and they only encourage you towards goodness. This is a good friend, and the above as well. And bad friends, obviously, they are the opposite. They decorate their evils, they decorate their sins, and they have this negative impact on your mind, on your life as well. And all of this is during those moments of fun and games and entertainment and the different attractions of this dunya. Those attractions are deceptions of Satan, of Shaitan, the cursed and humiliated one. If there is a bad habit amongst the friends, target the bad habit. As they say, don't target the person, target the evil, target the bad habit, and influence them away from that. If they don't change or they don't want to change, then it's in your benefit to leave that friend circle or that circle of friends. Because remember, on the Day of Judgment, we will be accountable for every single thing that we did or we said. If we truly want to be happy, then we have to surround ourselves with happy people. If we truly want to be healthy, then surround yourself with healthy people. If you want to be successful, surround yourself with successful people. And remember, true success, true happiness, true peace of mind and tranquility of the heart is if Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with you and I. If Allah Azza wa Jalla is displeased, if the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is displeased, we have a problem. We will never truly be happy. We will never truly be successful in this world, in the grave and the hereafter as well. Ask yourself, are my friends, are they moving in the right direction? And the right direction as a believer, as a Muslim, as an ummati of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is of course the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the pleasure of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now sometimes we are with friends and they are doing some shady things. Maybe going to the clubs or listening to music and dancing, alcohol, drugs, gambling. Sometimes even online gambling is there that is really destroying lives and families as well. And if you are with friends that have bad habits and are doing something wrong and you're with them, then you will feel in your heart that I hope my loved one, my parent or my grandparent or those who are close to me don't find out about this. You need to release yourself from that circle. It is not good for you. It is not good for your akhirah, for your afterlife as a believer, as a Muslim as well. It is mentioned that one of the a study in one of the journals regarding early adolescence, it showed that friendships can have a major impact on one's life, and it can also make the difference between good and bad grades at school. Yes, it can affect your school grades. Friendship, whether good or bad. So be careful whom you friendship. Even on the social media platforms, you may end up regretting it. Rather, we keep within the boundaries of Islam, the teachings of Islam, the guidelines of Islam, and save ourselves. A righteous environment obviously has plenty of blessings, and it is mentioned in the beautiful hadith, خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best amongst people is one who brings more benefits to the people. So if we create a madani environment, as we call it in Dawat Islami, an Islamic ethos, an Islamic environment, each person in that healthy, wholesome Islamic environment will benefit from there, subhanallah azza wa jal. It is mentioned by the great Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that suhbate salih tura salih kunad, suhbate talih tura talih kunad. That is, the company of good will make you good, and the company of evil will make you evil. But good company, truly good company, is so difficult to find today. It is a challenge to find. But if you manage to find that good company, then it has immense benefits and blessings. Sayyidina Abu Razin, rahmatullah ta'ala, one of the great awliya Allah, has stated that one of the great Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan have mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Shall I not guide you upon the essence of that thing which carries goodness for you in this world and in the hereafter as well? That you join the gatherings of those who make dhikr and continue moving your tongue in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and hate for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal." If we want to hate, rather we hate sins. Rather we hate evils. We hate bad deeds. We hate spiritual ailments and diseases like jealousy, arrogance, pride, showing off, backbiting, and so many others. We have hate for this than hate each other. Indeed, it is a great privilege to have the blessed company of the true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you too can be part of this. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami, which is an international non-political propagation movement of Quran and Sunnah, has various platforms, facilities, madani activities to create this Islamic ethos, to create this Islamic environment, this madani environment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the Islamic brothers, they travel for minimum of 3 days on a madani qafila in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal to learn the deen. Then there is the weekly sunnah inspired ijtimas for Islamic brothers, for Islamic sisters separately as well, where there is dhikr, there is dua, there is salatu salam, there is a wonderful sunnah inspired bayan, there is qira'ah, there is naat sharif. So wonderful, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Then we have dars, we have madani dawra, which is invitation door to door or shop to shop as well. We are encouraged by Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, who is the founder of Dawud Islami, to start dars at home, in our homes, from Fizani Sunnah, from the books and booklets of Amir al-Sunnat or Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department of Dawud Islami. There are over 100 titles on various subjects and topics in English, and also more than 30 different languages, which you can download for free from dawoodislami.net or obtain the hard copies from Maktabatul Madina. Start with this, 5 to 7 minutes. Give each member of the family a chance to read out. And this is one of the ways of building or creating a madani environment and Islamic ethos in our homes, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In English, they say that a man is known by the company he keeps. As-suhbatu mu'athiratun. Company, association with people or friends affects you. If you're a good person and you have good intentions, but if you are caught maybe in the company of bad people who are doing bad things, who are doing sins, then you will be labeled likewise. For example, if there are some friends or so-called friends and they are thieves and robbers and you are not, but if you are in their company and the police catches these guys, what happens? They will take you with them because you are associated with them. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has said that 5 conditions are there regarding adopting the friendship of somebody or the company of somebody, and it would be very beneficial to act upon them. What are those 5 conditions? As we mentioned earlier, what are some of the criteria? And we stated some of those criteria, that my friend is truly my friend if they remind me to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they remind me and encourage me towards establishing my salah, fulfilling each other's rights, living practically the perfect sunnah lifestyle. These good things that Islam teaches us, that is a true friend, the one who reminds you about preparation for the grave and the hereafter as well. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi mentions that some of the qualities that we should look for in a person to be our friend. That person's intelligence, the person mustn't be a fool or ignorant. The person's character, the character must be refined. The person must have a good character. One who is not a transgressor, one who does not break the laws of Islam. One who is not misguided. So his beliefs must be in order according to the mainstream Islamic beliefs. And that person must not have greed for this dunya. All opposite of this, if this person has, then it will rub off unto us. It is mentioned by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sunday of Hadith, where he gives a comparison of good company and bad company. The good company, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, is like the perfumer, the person who is selling perfume. And if you go into his shop, perhaps he may put some perfume for you, or you may try the free samples, or even if you don't, you will enjoy the wonderful fragrant smell that is there in the shop. And it will rub off onto your clothing, onto your body, and you will leave that shop smelling with wonderful fragrance. On the other hand, bad company is like a blacksmith's shop. If you go in there, even if you don't do as he is doing, but that soot and that smoke and the dirt will affect your breathing. It will be on your clothing, it will dirty your clothing. So this is the effect of bad company. And ulama ikram have mentioned that you will not find wonderful fragrance in the blacksmith's shop. Like that in a shop where there's only perfumes, you won't find the bad smell of the blacksmith. So we can't expect good from bad company or people who have bad habits. Remember, the target is not the individual. It is the bad habits that the person has. It is the bad deeds, the sin that that person is committing. Save yourself and save your families as well. Save your children. Like I mentioned, it is your duty, it is your business to know who your friends or who your child's friends are. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the commander of the believers, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, you should seek such a true friend under whose shade you spend your life. Because a friend is adornment at the time of prosperity and is hope at the time of poverty. Always have a good suspicion about your friends until your suspicion is overcome. Remain away from your enemies amongst your friends. Besides your trustee or your guardian, keep fearing everyone. And the trustee is one who fears Allah Azza wa Jal. So do not adopt the company of any person who is a transgressor, and no mention your secret to him. Otherwise, you will fall prey to it. Rather, consult with people about your matters who fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, some very wise words from our leader, our master, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran, Surah An-Nahl, verse 43. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fas'alu ahla al-zikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people, ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How simple is this? Simple advice and commands from the glorious Quran. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullah ta'ala ali has mentioned with regards to this wonderful verse that it is mentioned in a beautiful hadith, ask a scholar Since asking is shifa, is cure for the disease of ignorance, for the disease of illiteracy. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there's so many more wonderful Madani pearls from hadith, from Quran Pak. Another verse of the Holy Quran, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 119. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That, and be with the truthful ones. Who are the truthful ones? Those that, when we are in their company, they remind us to fulfill our obligations towards Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to fulfill each other's rights. I'm emphasizing on these points because we need to identify who our true friends are and who are not. And if I want to select a friend, these are the criteria. That person must be a sincere, practicing Muslim. And in that manner, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that will have a positive effect on my life, a positive influence and impact on my life as well. There was a narration, a parable where this one youngster who didn't worry about performing salah, but when he joined a certain company, the Muslim employees that were there, mashallah, they had a musalla in their company, in their business place, and they made sure they went and they performed their dhuhr salah, their asr salah as well. And this youngster, he felt a little out of place because everybody, all the Muslim employees are going, I'm staying back. So after a couple of days, he says, you know what, let me just join them, be part of them as well. They're my fellow Muslims, my colleagues. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, in that way, that youngster became punctual with his salah. Because the effect of company, the influence of company, many of our kids out there are affected by peer pressure. The peers at school, the colleagues or the fellow students at school, maybe they are smoking, or maybe they enter drugs or clubs or music and dancing and all other evils out there. And slowly but surely, remember, shaitan is there and he's going to flame those fires. The nafsul ammara is there, that ego, that base and carnal desires that always pushes us towards fulfilling evil desires. It is there. We are weak. We know that. We make mistakes. Insan is from nisyan, which means to forget, to make mistakes. But surround yourself with good company, with truly good friends. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see the fruits of this. You will see the benefits of this. If we don't, we can end up destroying ourselves. How many of them have succumbed to the destruction of drugs, of gambling, of the nightclubs, and so many other physical and spiritual diseases out there. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us, our families, our children, our future generations. Join this wonderful and beautiful Madani movement of Dawat-e-Islami for the sake of yourselves, for the sake of your kids and your future generations as well. And don't forget, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.